As for Andy Murray, 3:30 in the early hours of tomorrow morning for his quarterfinal with Kei Nishikori. Murray the strong favourite to win that one, but the psychological challenge he then faces would be to somehow try to win his first major with the two men who've beaten him in Grand Slam finals, Djokovic and Federer, potentially in his way.
Thank you, Jonathan. Commentary on that match, 5 Live, in the early hours of tomorrow morning. Jonathan makes the point. Murray, he's won 30 tournaments, yet to win a Grand Slam. Why is that? Roberto Forzoni is a sport motivational coach, specialises in positive thinking. Roberto, good morning to you.
Good morning, Gary.
You've worked with Andy Murray in the past. As we've mentioned, he's beaten the likes of Federer, Nadal, Djokovic, but not in Grand Slam finals. So in his mind, what's the difference?
Well, the difference is the occasion, and it's a big occasion. It's like comparing the Champions League to the Premier League, I think. And you often hear football managers say, don't play the occasion, play the opponent.
So he'll probably play Djokovic in the semi-final. What would you say to him then that would help? Literally play the opponent, forget it's even a semi-final. But is that possible?
Well, mental toughness is a key for Andy. And there's three things I'd ask him to focus on. He'd need to have a very clear game plan, and he's got to focus on that game plan and let nothing stand in his way. Secondly, he's got to accept things will go wrong during the match, and he's got to respond well to those things.
His new coach is Ivan Lendl. He won 8 Grand Slam titles, but I think played in 4 finals before winning one. Will that statistic come up in conversation, do you think?
Almost certainly, and that's probably one of the reasons that Andy's gone with Ivan to help him, because he's gone through a similar process to what Andy's going through.
Andy Murray, an outstanding player. Do we have to just accept that with the likes of Federer, Nadal and Djokovic, possibly the three best players of all time playing at the moment, Murray just might not win a Grand Slam? Great player, but won't win a Grand Slam. Do we have to accept that?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I'm certain Andy will win a Grand Slam, and I hope it's first time this time round.
Roberto Forzoni, thank you very much.